Now I would like to return to indicators. The theory of change literature distinguishes among several types of indicators. One key distinction is between process and outcome indicators. Process indicators refer to measurement of your activities or efforts to make change happen. Examples include number of meetings held or communication materials developed and distributed. Outcome indicators refer to a measurement of change that occurred, ideally due in part to your work, as I outlined earlier. Generally, process indicators lie largely within your control, whereas outcome indicators are more difficult to attribute to your work alone. The process indicators outlined here are very quantitative, and they tell us very little about your progress unless you include further qualitative information, such as who attended these meetings among your target stakeholders, what actions or agreements fell out of these meetings, who did you send your policy briefs to, and was any feedback provided. By including this kind of information, you are also able to start building up data in support of your outcome indicators, which is more relevant to measuring success against your theory of change. After all, the focus here is on changes and outcomes. There is, of course, a very close relationship between outcomes and indicators, and in some instances, they can be the same. If one of your changes or outcomes across your theory of change was policy change, for instance, then this in itself could be classed as an indicator. But interim indicators could include increased dialogue on an issue, raised profile of an issue, along with a range of other possibilities outlined in the accompanying table. Use indicators that relate to your core outcomes. People often get a little confused when it comes to indicators, but try and keep things simple. As a general rule, indicators should only state what will be measured against each outcome or change, and should not include specific targets such as the numbers of policy actors to be engaged with or the number of newspaper clippings citing the research. I hope you have found this podcast on how your theory of change can be turned into an effective means of monitoring and evaluating your success useful. If you have any further questions, then visit the Help Desk on Research to Action. There are also a wide range of useful resources on theory of change on the site that will help you develop your own theory of change and M&E plan. Thanks again, and good luck.